This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide at easybiblenamesguide.com. Hello there, and welcome to the second to the last Old Testament version of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 609. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you're a long-timer, welcome back. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we've been reading the Old Testament. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we've been reading the New Testament. Today, we're going to conclude the book of Zechariah with a reading of chapters 12 through 14 from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Let's begin. Zechariah chapter 12. An oracle. The word of the Lord concerning Israel. A declaration of the Lord, who stretched out the heavens, laid the foundation of the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him. Look, I will make Jerusalem a cup that causes staggering for the peoples who surround the city. The siege against Jerusalem will also involve Judah. On that day I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who try to lift it will injure themselves severely when all the nations of the earth gather against her. On that day, this is the Lord's declaration, I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness. I will keep a watchful eye on the house of Judah, but strike all the horses of the nations with blindness. Then each of the leaders of Judah will think to himself, "The residents of Jerusalem are my strength through the Lord of hosts, their God." On that day I will make the leaders of Judah like a firepot in a woodpile, like a flaming torch among the sheaves. They will consume all the peoples around them on the right and the left, while Jerusalem continues to be inhabited on its site in Jerusalem. The Lord will save the tents of Judah first, so that the glory of David's house and the glory of Jerusalem's residents may not be greater than that of Judah. On that day the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that on that day the one who is weakest among them will be like David on that day, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord, before them. On that day I will set out to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Then I will pour out a spirit of grace and prayer on the house of David and the residents of Jerusalem, and they will look at me whom they pierced. They will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly for him as one weeps for a firstborn. On that day the mourning in Jerusalem will be as great as the mourning of Hadrimmon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, every family by itself, the family of David's house by itself, and their women by themselves, the family of Nathan's house by itself, and their women by themselves, the family of Levi's house by itself, and their women by themselves, the family of Shimei by itself, and their women by themselves, all the remaining families, every family by itself, and their women by themselves. Zechariah chapter 13. On that day a fountain will be opened for the house of David and for the residents of Jerusalem to wash away sin and impurity. On that day, this is the declaration of the Lord of hosts, I will erase the names of the idols from the land, and they will no longer be remembered. I will remove the prophets and the unclean spirit from the land. If a man still prophesies, his father and his mother who bore him will say to him, "You cannot remain alive because you have spoken falsely in the name of Yahweh." When he prophesies, his father and his mother who bore him will pierce him through. On that day, every prophet will be ashamed of his vision when he prophesies. They will not put on a hairy cloak in order to deceive. He will say, "I am not a prophet. I work the land. For a man purchased me as a servant since my youth." If someone asks him, "What are these wounds on your chest?" then he will answer, "I received the wounds in the house of my friends." Sword, awake against my shepherd, against the man who is my associate. This is the declaration of the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. I will also turn my hand against the little ones. In the whole land, this is the Lord's declaration, 2/3 will be cut off and die, but 1/3 will be left in it. I will put this 1/3 through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will restore them. I will say, "They are my people," and they will say, Yahweh is our God. Zechariah chapter 14. A day of the Lord is coming when your plunder will be divided in your presence. I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem for battle. The city will be captured, the houses looted, and the women raped. Half the city will go into exile, but the rest of the people will not be removed from the city. Then the Lord will go out to fight against those nations as he fights on a day of battle. On that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. The Mount of Olives will be split in half from east to west, forming a huge valley, so that half the mountain will move to the north and half to the south. You will flee by my mountain valley, for the valley of the mountains will extend to Azel. You will flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Then the Lord my God will come, and all the holy ones with him. On that day there will be no light. The sunlight and moonlight will diminish. It will be a day known only to Yahweh, without day or night, but there will be light at evening. On that day living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it toward the eastern sea, and the other half toward the western sea, in summer and winter alike. On that day Yahweh will become king over all the earth, Yahweh alone, and his name alone. All the land from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, will be changed into a plain. But Jerusalem will be raised up, and will remain on its site from the Benjamin gate to the place of the first gate, to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the royal wine presses. People will live there, and never again will there be a curse of complete destruction, so Jerusalem will dwell in security. This will be the plague the Lord strikes all the peoples with, who have warred against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they stand on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. On that day a great panic from the Lord will be among them, so that each will seize the hand of the other, and the hand of one will rise against the other. Judah will also fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations will be collected, gold, silver, and clothing in great abundance. The same plague as the previous one will strike the horses, mules, camels, donkeys, and all the animals that are in those camps. Then all the survivors from the nations that came against Jerusalem will go up year after year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to celebrate the Festival of Booths. Should any of the families of the earth not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, rain will not fall on them. And if the people of Egypt will not go up and enter, then rain will not fall on them. This will be the plague the Lord inflicts on the nations who do not go up to celebrate the Festival of Booths. This will be the punishment of Egypt and all the nations that do not go up to celebrate the Festival of Booths. On that day the words, "Holy to the Lord," will be on the bells of the horses. The pots in the house of the Lord will be like the sprinkling basins before the altar. Every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will be holy to the Lord of hosts. Everyone who sacrifices will come and take some of the pots to cook in, and on that day there will no longer be a Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Listen, time is running out. Now is the time to order copies of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide so the people you care about who love reading God's Word will have them under the tree on Christmas Day. Whether they're a Bible study leader, a Sunday school teacher, a pastor, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, or anyone who loves God's Word. Nobody wants to be in the situation where they're reading the Bible out loud to a group and then run across a name they don't know how to say. Give the gift of confidence with Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. When they prepare with Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide and they know how to say those difficult names, they'll thank you for thinking of them and giving them this book. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com and you'll find a link there to order real, hold them in your hands, paper and ink copies for everyone on your list. You can also download PDFs there that you can maybe put on a thumb drive and wrap and put under the tree. Either way, you can find them at easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. How did you like the way the reading started today? I liked it. In chapter 1 of verse 12, we read, "The word of the Lord concerning Israel, a declaration of the Lord, who stretched out the heavens, laid the foundation of the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him. The God who created all that is spoke this message, in other words, just in case there was any doubt about its veracity. The supreme being of the universe has a message, and all who hear had better listen. The bottom line of God's message in this chapter is that any nation that comes against Jerusalem will ultimately be soundly defeated. Listen, any nation that comes against Israel is on a fool's errand. They may triumph for a day, but the final outcome is sure. The chapter ends, of course, with a look forward to Jesus himself, the fact that he would be pierced, and the mourning and sadness that would take place upon his death. And then chapter 13 begins with a declaration of what would be the result of that piercing. It says, "On that day a fountain will be opened for the house of David and for the residents of Jerusalem to wash away sin and impurity." Of course, being on this side of the prophecy and having knowledge of the New Testament and the work of Jesus, we know that this promise applies to all, not just to the house of David and the residents of Jerusalem. It applies to all who believe. The rest of the chapter speaks more to who this Messiah would be, and it ends with another beautiful promise. It says, "I will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, Yahweh is our God." Imagine, the God who created all that is says, "Steve is mine, Mike is mine, Susie is mine. Put your own name in there. You are his if he is your God." What a privilege! Are you feeling bad today? Do you think no one loves you? Do you get no respect? You are his. Hallelujah! You are his. That should thrill your heart. I know it thrills mine. The final chapter of Zechariah shows us a glimpse of one of the final chapters of man's history on earth. It talks about a last battle with those who were against God and the resolution of the aftermath. Peace. Why did the Lord leave this message with us? So that even when we're still in the midst of the turmoil and pain that we all must endure, our heart can have peace in the knowledge that we belong to Him, and as such, we will be included in His victory and then have lasting peace. Sure, there are difficulties in life, but we mustn't lose sight of the fact that they are temporary. Whatever situation we're in, it's only for a season. It's not permanent. God is permanent and unchanging, and His promises never fail. And His promise is that victory is sure and peace is secure. Rest in that, beloved. Feedback? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Time is running short. Get on over to easybiblenamesguide.com and order those copies of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide for the people you love that are on your Christmas list. Have a great weekend. On Monday, we'll have our last episode of the Old Testament. We'll read the book of Malachi. And then on Tuesday, we'll finish up the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible with the final two chapters of the book of Revelation. I hope to see you both Monday and Tuesday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you so much for being here. Bye.